You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
A few days ago, some chemicals had gotten into the local water treatment plant and polluted it. Under no circumstances were we to drink the water from the tap. Bottled water was supposed to arrive on our street, but it never did. It was just me and my stepson, alone, scared, and thirsty. We were so thirsty and didn't know what to do. That's when I had an idea. There was a wishing well on our cul-de-sac. We could get water from there. My 18-year-old stepson brought back a pail. We boiled it, filtered it, and drank it. Soon the whole neighborhood followed suit. Hundreds of people drinking their fill, drinking deep on the nourishing waters, not knowing that the chemicals had already reached the water table. Today was the day my life would change in the best way possible.
Honey, breakfast is ready.
Did you sleep well? I tossed and turned all night. Maybe it's from the stress of, well, everything. What do you mean you want to invite your girlfriend over? We have a shelter-in-place order, dear. Absolutely not. We can barely go outside to get water from the well. Why aren't you thirsty? You just woke up. You're dehydrated. Drink. I poured you a nice glass of filtered well water. Still no? Did something happen? Why don't you show me? Come on, honey, I'm your stepmom. You can always be honest with me. What do you mean, I asked for it? Oh my God! Honey, it's so big! I've never seen one so big or so thick. I mean, the sheer weight of it shook the whole table. You're getting hard? Am I talking too filthy? Well, it's not my fault, okay? What am I supposed to do when my stepson plops his massive, veiny, drooling horse cock on my kitchen table?